This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's been an incredible Monday. We'll talk about Trump's appointments. Apparently Mitch McConnell, a bunch of people in D.C. are mad about them. We'll do some illegal immigration talk with some emails, and then we'll check out of here until tomorrow. How's that sound? Let's start here, because here's a headline from LifeZet. Mitch McConnell reportedly plotting to derail Trump cabinet appointments. Just remember that talk we just had last hour about all the money in the defense industry and military stuff? Well, that goes way beyond just military stuff. There's so much money and power invested in the status quo. So much money and power. I've compared our government to a criminal organization before, because that's exactly what it is. But maybe I should put it this way. Picture a huge corporate campus that's amazing. Nike. I've never actually been to Nike's campus. I've been close to it. But have you ever heard about Nike's campus in Oregon? It's famous. Apparently, it has waterfalls and restaurants and gyms. It's heaven on earth, really. It's this amazing campus. So picture this. You have this huge Nike campus in Oregon. What if I took over Nike and I took over the campus, and then I invited you? You, me, maybe we'd invite Jewish producer Chris, probably not, but you understand, all of us, we would all, that's where we go to work. Only we weren't really worried about shoes and shirts. We went to live it up. We had access to the Nike credit cards, and we're out there buying Learjets and ping pong tables. Maybe some hamsters for our hamster fights, but we won't get into that right now. We are eating for free in the restaurant. We are living it up. And let's say this goes on for a few years. You, me, it's party at Nike. Woo, it's our place. And then you find out one day, Nike is about to be under new management. That would be a bit of a bummer, right? The party's about to end. I've got my Nike credit card. Am I going to lose that? Every time you hear one of these establishment types, whether it's Republican or Democrat, and they bring up the absolute terror they have at these new appointments Trump is bringing in, that is exactly what you're listening to. You're listening to the guy who took over Nike. He's been abusing the company credit card and the restaurant and the hot tub. And now there's a new CEO coming in, and he's terrified. This is Max Miller of Ohio. Listen to this loser.
I'm looking at him as a member of Congress and the job.
He's talking about Matt Gaetz.
I'm looking at him as a member of Congress and the job that he has done here. And it has been abhorrent. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. I just say the quiet part out loud, and I wish other of my colleagues would have the same courage to do so. But him as a member of Congress should not be the most powerful law enforcement individual in our country. And everyone knows it, and he's not going to get confirmed. And so this is solely based off of his job as a member of Congress within this body that has caused more harm, made us spend more money, has put us in more paralyzation than any other member.
Okay. Akeem Jeffries was talking about Tulsi Gabbard. Remember, Tulsi Gabbard's going to take over DNI. She's a Russian asset?
Leader Jeffries, you're not willing to say she's a Russian asset.
No, that's not how I would characterize her at this particular juncture, but okay. I'm open to scrutinizing whatever information is presented to all of us.
Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. Listen to this one. This is about Pete Hegseth.
Hegseth has also said that any general that was involved in any of the DEI woke crap has got to go. Do you expect Donald Trump to fire top generals who he considers woke?
Yeah, I don't think you have to interpret anything. I think they've been very clear that they're putting together some sort of panel that's going to look at generals, people who have served their nation their entire lives over multiple administrations, Democrat and Republican, in combat. They are now openly talking about dismissing them like some sort of kangaroo court. You can imagine the stress in the Pentagon about that, but also on the future of who we are as a military, right? Our military and the role of the military is in the Constitution for a reason, and I think we're really at risk of politicizing the military in a way that we can't put the genie back in the bottle.
This is a lady going back and forth with them on Meet the Press, talking about RFK.
Let's not forget, we had a nominee for HHS secretary in this administration who had never dealt with health care before being nominated. So I think
he was the attorney general for the state of California. This is
He had experience suing health care companies, to do with health care.
I could sit and play you an hour of various arguments and freakouts about this guy, that guy, Hegseth, Gates, whatever, Mitch McConnell. Understand that the business, the way it is, the criminal enterprise operating the way it is, it keeps people in power, it lines people's pockets, and the opposition to any kind of change is equal to if they're trying to take back Nike from you and me. Remember that. That's why these people freak out. He's not even qualified. This guy might take over the FBI. He said bad things about the FBI. This guy, the DOJ. That's what all this is about. Jesse, let's do some emails. Imagine commie ambassadors living and working among real cowboys, Indians, and ranch hands and Walmart workers. He's saying we need to relocate the UN to various parts, other parts of the country. Okay, well, let's set aside the UN for a moment. I just hit the microphone. I hope that didn't come across. Shut up, Chris. It did. What if I do this, Chris? Did that come across? What? What do you mean? Stop it. It's bad for the microphone? Touching the microphone's bad for the microphone? It's a delicate what now? A diaphragm? Chris, it's not a person. It's a microphone. I don't even think it has a diaphragm. That's one. Two. What kind of made in China piece of crap is going to go bad if I tap the microphone? It doesn't have a diaphragm either. I think I know music, Chris. I think I know music. Anyway, so that was about the UN, but one of the main problems Democrats have in this country is simply geographical, meaning we've been talking a lot about how they've siloed themselves. They've isolated themselves. But it is really, really obvious when you talk to them or even when you just look at a map. They have isolated themselves physically. So not only do they not live, work, and worship amongst most of the country, because they're all in the coasts. They're all in New York, California. They're all in the coasts. Oregon, Seattle, they're all in the coasts. So all the rest of the country, they don't work with those people. They don't know those people. Because they don't know them, they can't relate to them, and they have nothing but disdain for them. Even if you wanted to keep a lot of the same crappy Democrat policies in place, you wouldn't use the language they use if you weren't so completely isolated. I bring it back to what that William Shatner clip I played for you when he was on Bill Maher earlier. Listen to this guy. Dude, inflation's fixed?
I don't understand why the Democrats lost eye.
Well, people will be writing books about it for years, many reasons. Part of it was, just Biden should not have stayed on so long.
That I understand. But inflation, prices have come down.
Prices, just that alone. Inflation, prices have come down. Bill, you're worth $100 million. When eggs double in price, it doesn't change your shopping habits at all. If an airline ticket to go see your mom goes from being $400 to $900, it doesn't affect you in even the tiniest way. In fact, you probably won't even know it. Probably don't even realize it. Probably have a personal assistant. And it's not that you need to be poor to understand what normal people go through. But you have to be around them. You have to talk to them. You have to work with them. And if you don't, if you isolate yourself in these fancy coastal cities, then you find yourself telling people that, why are you complaining about inflation? It's gone down. Who says that to someone? When someone comes up to you and says, I'm sad, my dog died. Well, you have another dog. You don't say that. When a normal person, when people are crying out, when they're saying, I can't afford to live, I can't afford this, inflation's killing me, you can respond in a million different ways, but the one way you most definitely cannot respond is, oh, no, it's not. Oh, that's your imagination. Ah, I already looked at the numbers. The economy's fine. But if you isolate yourself geographically and you don't walk the streets of rural America, that's exactly how you talk. It's exactly how you talk. Anyway, we're going to talk about this illegal immigration story after I do a couple emails, because the illegal immigration story is going to make me upset and I don't want to yell. Before we get to that, I want to get to your dog. Fred's been having a tough time lately. I'll be honest with you. It's been really tough. Not physically, because Fred gets rough greens with every meal. But see, James, my oldest, he has a driver's license now, and now he has a car, and now he'll just go get in his car and leave. And this change is not okay with Fred. His anxiety problems go through the roof. He ends up staring out the window. He doesn't understand, why did James leave? I'm not with him. And so we have to spend most of our free time comforting the dog, who should be an aid to us, but he's not. And we still want him to live a really long time because he's part of the family. And that's why we sprinkle rough greens on his food, because he doesn't get any nutrition from his dog food. Your dog doesn't either. Your dog food is brown for a reason. That's because it's dead. Rough greens, the all-natural nutritional supplement, has everything your dog needs. Vitamins, minerals, everything. Go get a free bag, free Jumpstart trial bag at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. We're going to get to this Lake and Riley trial thing in a moment. I'm going to do a couple emails first so I don't blow a gasket here. Jesse, I know how you rail against turkey this time of year, and I agree, turkey's gross. However, it can be dressed up to be edible. For better or worse, turkey is a tradition, and we can't be like the communists who wish to destroy them all. Do you think Chris wants to eat matzah for Passover? That crap is like cardboard. Chris, is matzah gross? It's just a cracker? I thought it was doughier or something. It's not doughy. It's cooked? Is it really gross? It's bland. Very. Are you people allowed to add salt or pepper or something to it or something? Honey? Honey's got to be kosher. You people have to be able to eat honey. Maybe some honey. Honey on a cracker is legit, Chris. My mom used to give me saltine crackers, and I'd put a little butter on them when I was a kid. That's good. Oh, it's good. Don't thumb your nose. Did you just thumb your nose at butter? Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Jesse, why hasn't there been a boycott on all Hollywood like Bud Light? Okay. The Bud Light thing was very, very good. But we have to understand. Well, let's pause on this. I'll come back to it because it's going to explain what I'm talking about. You know how I used to tell people whenever it would come up, I would tell people, hey, you are far, far ahead. You, the hyper-informed, you're far ahead of the masses. You know the problems. You know who's responsible. You know what needs to be done. You're way, way ahead of the masses. And you're not going to get any kind of real, real power behind your movement until the masses show up, until they catch up. The masses are where the power is. There can't be five of us leading a revolution, right? It takes a lot. You need the masses to catch up. I've had people email the show, and don't ever do this, but they'll say, hey, what if we stop paying taxes? One, that's illegal. Keep paying your taxes. They don't want you to go to prison. But two, congratulations. That's a great strategy. Like 10 of us would participate, and then we'd all go to jail, and no one else would. Yes, that would work if the masses showed up, but the masses aren't there. They're way behind us. They're not going to show up. Therefore, it doesn't have any power behind it. Now, back to this. Why did the Bud Light thing work so well? And I'm glad it did, because it really put a lot of the corporate world on notice. It showed up so well because, for a few different reasons, the masses were right there with us. Now, one of the main reasons is the tranny stuff. As I have explained many times before, I know this has become part of the Democrat religion, and so I don't know that they'll be able to dump it, try as they may, but everything else aside, it's one of the dumbest political moves I've ever seen in my life to embrace that, because it's too far for most people. It's too far. And so Bud Light, they of course make the critical mistake that companies make all over the world. They hired a bunch of commie women, and the commie women stepped in and they took this American brand and they said, you know what'd be, you know what'd be amazing? Let's get this dude who pretends to be a woman and dress him up in a dress and have him advertise Bud Light. Well, that's the kind of thing that grosses out really about everybody. Everybody. And not only this, think of the balance of it. Think how many people were thrilled about it. What, five? A couple tranny activists may have been thrilled, but you grossed out millions, and you didn't balance that with thrilling millions. You didn't thrill anybody. So it's just completely stupid. But another thing that made it easy, another thing that made that so effective, is it was easy to do something about it. Easy to do something about it. Meaning, well, there's a lot of beer. There's local beers. There's other national beers. There's all kinds of different kinds of beer. I know, because in my youth, I used to drink all of it. There's all kinds of beer out there. You don't have to buy Bud Light. And if you're a dude, especially, peer pressure from your boys, it is very, very effective, and it matters. I watched it happen at multiple neighborhood get-togethers and football games and parties after this happened. I watched Bud Light be a punchline. God forbid if someone walked in with it, we would just get ridden into the ground. But even guys who didn't, they'd get ridden. If they showed up without it, we'd all say, surprise, you didn't bring Bud Light. Ha, ha, ha. You seem like a Bud Light guy. And this is just for non-political people, too. It became a, oh, gosh, I don't want to be caught bringing Bud Light. I don't want to be thought of as one of those. And since it was so easy to change, Bud Light suffered and still suffers to this day. Why hasn't Hollywood suffered? Well, one, they are suffering. You don't see it because the books in Hollywood don't often get exposed and people don't track them. But Hollywood is suffering badly. They haven't suffered as badly because it's easy for me to pick a different beer. I still want to take my families to a movie. And we haven't had many options. Now, our options are growing there, but we haven't had many options. We don't have a GovX in the movie business. Speaking of GovX, please tell me you've gotten your free membership now. I have some great news about GovX. You know GovX is for current, former military or their families, current or former first responders or their families, and current and former educators in their families. Well, you should understand that this is just such great news. I'm so excited to tell you. I, of course, get a membership. Everyone in my family does, because I was in the Marines. Corey, producer Corey, gets a membership. Educators in his family. And Chris doesn't. There's this website with these huge discounts on the coolest stuff you can imagine, from coolers to shades to vacations to boots to knives to optics, and a huge discount, and it's Chris, right? All you have to say is discount, and Chris just starts foaming all at the mouth just at the thought of a discount. And I get it, and Corey gets it, and Chris doesn't. Here's what I want from you. Go sign up govx.com. Use the promo code Jesse so you get $15 off your first purchase. And then I want you to email me whatever savings you get that Chris doesn't get. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. Email me about what you saved that Chris doesn't. Hang on.
fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, let's talk about something. I'm going to try not to get mad because I'm going to go on and make fun of Nancy Pelosi. And we're going to talk about the CNN report about how long you should sit on the toilet. But let's just get this done. Lake and Riley, you remember the Lake and Riley story, that beautiful young lady who was murdered by this illegal piece of trash, and it was not a great death. I'll put it to you that way. I have been following the trial, and that young lady suffered at the hands of this barbarian. He hunted her down like an animal, like the animal he is, and he killed her. And when you hear that, this is Boston's mayor, Michelle Wu. I want you to listen to what she says, because then we're going to talk about these people and what they've done.
What will Boston's response be if these mass deportations take place?
Yeah, look, elections have consequences, and the federal government is responsible for a certain set of actions, and cities, no individual city can reverse or override some parts of that. But what we can do is make sure that we are doing our part to protect our residents in every possible way, that we are not cooperating with those efforts that actually threaten the safety of everyone by causing widespread fear and having large-scale economic impact.
If you vote for Democrats, that's who you vote for. You vote for the people who brought this monster into the country on purpose with your money.
How did you get to Athens?
¿Y cómo llegaron a Athens? In New York.
This is from Jose Ibarra's trial. I want you to listen to this. Listen.
How did you get to Athens?
¿Y cómo llegaron a Athens? In New York. We asked in Manhattan and Hotel Roofing.
Roosevelt. De Manhattan.
In Manhattan, we requested for a humanitarian flight to come here to Atlanta.
Humanitarian flight. Listen to what Tom Homan said today.
So this was preventable. This administration came in and unsecured the most secure border we have on purpose. This person was not only released into the United States, he was given a free airline ticket to the city of his choice. He was given free lodging. He was given free food. Right now, his attorney's being paid by the United States taxpayers. They didn't have to do this. We had the most secure border in my lifetime. When President Trump had illegal immigration down 90...
Democrats flew that monster into the country on your dime on purpose, and then they flew him to Atlanta where he massacred that young lady. And don't you dare wash your hands of that. If you're one of the communists who listens to this show, that's what you support. Maybe that's not what you want to support. Maybe you've lied to yourself and said, well, it's just one or two. It's not one or two. I could do entire shows on the American families who have been massacred, raped, assaulted by the monsters Democrats led into this country on purpose. And if you vote Democrat, if you support Democrats, that's exactly what you support. That's exactly who you are. Democrats let that person into the country on purpose. And in fact, they flew him around the country with our money. And they flew him down to Georgia where he took that young lady's life. And so it's made a lot of news today that Trump confirms that he's planning to declare a national emergency and probably use the United States military to initiate mass deportations. Just remember these stories when that happens, because when that happens, the media is going to go crazy. And they're going to play every sobbing child. And we've talked about this before. They're going to play on your emotions. They're going to play on your discomfort. And they're going to act as if something terrible is happening under Trump. Something deeply, deeply evil happened with the Biden administration and what they did with that border in this country. And it's going to take drastic steps to reverse it. Entire nations emptied their prisons onto our soil, and the monsters that we flew in, you and I paid for those plane tickets. The monsters they flew in then preyed on our women and children in this country, preyed on them. And Democrats did it on purpose. And Democrats to this day in this country, from Pritzker to this witch mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, to Gavin Newsom, are still running to the news every chance they get, announcing their intention to stop the removal of these savages. And if you vote Democrat, that's who you are. Don't wash your hands of it. That's who you are. If that's what you're fine with, then that's what you're fine with. But that's what you've done. If you voted Democrat, you did this. If you voted for Joe Biden, you did this. If you voted for Kamala Harris, you tried to do it again. You tried to do more of it. Don't wash your hands of it. You own that young lady's death. Now, and that brings me to people like Mike Johnson. Again, do we have to talk about negotiations again and negotiating positions? Can we not go on the news and say things like this?
To solve this problem, we do need work visas. We need to encourage legal immigration and these work programs.
No, we don't. We have plenty of legal immigrants here. In fact, we have way too many as well. No, we don't. Can we please stop with this pathetic line of, well, I mean, we need a lot more legal immigration. No, we don't. We have tons of Americans. And guess what? The Americans are out of work. We've been wiped out job-wise. No, we don't. We need deportations. That's what we need. Lots of them. I can't freaking stand these people. You know what? Let's talk about sitting on the toilet. CNN says not to sit on the toilet for more than 10 minutes. That's what doctors are warning, not to sit on the toilet for more than 10 minutes. I will just say, how long your bathroom breaks are, it's up to you. But when you have kids, that can be the only peace and quiet you'll ever have in your life. So don't tell me I only have 10 minutes. I may go in there. You may not see me again that night. You may never see me again. Oracle, last Friday you were talking about gladiators and their weapons. So I have a nerdy question about sci-fi weapons. Namely, which is a cooler melee weapon, the lightsaber from Star Wars or the chain sword from the Warhammer 40K game? He said the latter is exactly what you think, a chainsaw sword. Personally, I'm partial to it. His name is Brian. All right. I'm going to go ahead and say it, and I know you're going to make fun of me for being old.
Why are you so old?
I've had safety concerns about the lightsaber for a long time. Listen to me, Chris. It's got to just be a push button. I've looked at those lightsabers. I've seen not all the Star Wars movies, but I've seen enough of them. It's not as if there's some locking system on there. You press a button and there's that's the sound it makes. This thing comes out that cuts everything. What, Chris? What? Chris said there's no safety on a Glock either. You have the trigger pull that counts as a safety on a Glock. Chris, you know, the only safety I need is right here, Chris. It's my index finger. That's the only safety I need. No, no. A lightsaber is always just dangling around on your hip. What if you fat finger the button or something like that? You're dead. Or the waitress is dead beside you. Up, can't go back to this IHOP. I have had huge concerns about the lightsaber when it comes to safety for the longest time. And I have never seen a good hand guard. You know, you can't have just a handle and then a lightsaber on it. That's how you lose a finger. There's a reason all the old swords had some kind of a guard to guard your fingers on there. So I'm not really familiar with the chainsaw sword, but that's what I want, just purely for safety reasons. Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi and headlines. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's been an amazing Monday. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. Jewish producer Chris is hilariously trying to get my GovX login info from me so he can receive the same discounts. But the answer, Chris, is no. It would be disrespectful to those who served, Chris. Sorry. I'll tell you what I will do, though. I'll let you know about everything I get discounts on so you can, what? So you can live through me. So you can, I'm just helping you, Chris. I want you to know what, look, Corey will tell you too. Corey, if you wouldn't mind, tell Chris about the discounts you and your family get so he can enjoy those through you as well. We're just here to help, Chris. Democrats are angry with Nancy Pelosi. Again, remember that talk we had way, way, way at the beginning of the show about power and about how all of history is this lesson of being careful what you do with power? Because eventually, you're probably going to lose it. And if you're not careful with it, you're definitely going to lose it. It's just the lesson is there over and over and over again. And yet human beings, whenever they get it, they operate as if they will always have it. It is in our nature. And it is in all of our nature, I should point out. Nancy Pelosi, for the longest time, she swung a big, carried a big stick in the House of Representatives. And remember back to the Senate leadership fight. You remember why? It's obviously not her winning personality. Why did Nancy Pelosi have so much power for so long? Because Nancy Pelosi was a fundraising juggernaut. She just had the ability to raise huge portions, huge quantities of money, and then she would dole that money out to various people in the House, people running for the House. And so she eventually filled up the House of Representatives with a bunch of Democrats who owed her. They owed her favors. They owed her her vote. And so she kept getting to be Speaker of the House, and she kept being the most powerful woman in D.C. for the longest time. And Nancy Pelosi ruled her party with an iron fist. She did very, very well. She did well with it. When they had to have the votes on something, it wasn't everything. But when they absolutely positively had to have the votes on something, I mean, honestly, Barack Obama better have Nancy Pelosi on his Christmas card list for the rest of his life. Because without Nancy Pelosi there banging heads together, Obamacare never gets through the House of Representatives. It doesn't happen. Nancy Pelosi twisted every arm, broke every rule, did everything she had to do to ensure that his signature piece of legislation got through. Except Nancy Pelosi got old, didn't want to bounce around the country raising money anymore, just wanted it to be her and Paul and whatever companion Paul has over and a couple bottles of vodka, and that's all Grandma Vodka really wanted out of life. And so she gave it up, and she handed over the reins of power to Hakeem Jeffries. Only it's really hard for these powerful people to not be important anymore. There are 435 members of the United States House of Representatives. You are a political person. You're the hyper-informed, as I say. Let me ask you, how many do you think you could name off the top of your head right now? Chris? Corey? 8? Chris? Jeez, Chris, do you even listen when we do the show? Are you, what? 8? Gosh, Chris. Corey, how many do you think you could name? You know what? I'm sorry I even asked these two. Let me just focus on you and me for now. You two are out. You two are obviously out. I don't even know what you do when I talk all day long. I bet I could name 30 or 40. I bet I could probably name 30 or 40. And that's 10%. Think about that. Wait a minute. No, that's not 10%. But it's 20, 25. I can't name the majority of the House of Representatives. Just because you're in the House doesn't mean you become a celebrity. It doesn't mean you become a national name. Everybody in the United States of America knows who Nancy Pelosi is. That's real power, real fame. And now she's not the Speaker of the House anymore. Here's a headline from Town Hall. Democrats to Pelosi, sit down and shut up. And apparently they went to Axios. Various members spoke to Axios anonymously about how they felt about Nancy Pelosi's media blitz. They felt it was disrespectful to House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and frankly, the California liberals should sit down and shut up. That's what they said, according to Axios. She can't do it. They can't let go of the power. They can't do it. You? How do you feel in the afternoon? Do you feel powerful? Or do you feel like you need a cup of coffee? You know, chalk is there to help you feel better. It's not like you're just going to start taking some natural herbal supplements from chalk and you're just going to kind of cross your fingers and hope everything's working out. You will know. you will know. I always tell you 90 days because they tell you things like the male vitality stack will raise your T levels 20% in 90 days. But most people who email me feel such a difference way before that. You are going to know that you are putting good things in your body. That's what Chalk will do for you. And they have a huge Black Friday special for the entire month of November. You have to use the code Jesse and get a subscription, and you will unlock a massive discount, and you will get a $50 bonus product on your first delivery. Natural herbal supplements, and they, oh my gosh, it's just going to make your life better. Your energy, your focus, your everything. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Go get some of those.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Reports that Kamala Harris paid $1 million for Oprah Town Hall are false. It turns out she spent $2.5 million. It was the fakest campaign I've ever seen in my life. Politics is such a fake thing anyway, and yet Dome somehow managed to outfake every other faker who's ever faked it. It's astounding. Haitian migrants fleeing Springfield, Ohio after the Trump victory. That is great news for the people of Springfield. Maybe not great news if they have a PetSmart. Over 800 IRS employees owe millions in back taxes after audits are pushed by Ernst. 800 IRS employees owe millions in taxes. These people get into these government jobs, and it's just a license to steal, a license to break the law. It is amazing. And Chris asked how. Chris, I don't think you want to know how many government employees make six figures. I really don't think you want to know how common that is. It's amazingly common. Governor J.B. Pritzker pushes a radical transgender agenda in response to Donald Trump's election. Some Democrats have learned, some have not. Let's hope none of them learn. Michigan Democrats look to remove competence exam requirement to become a social worker. Yeah, because the requirements to become a social worker were very clearly so strict before. Anyway, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.